Thank you, Madam Chair, dear delegates. I have the honor to represent Georgia at today's important event and briefly report on the process related to the implementation of the Convention on the Transboundary Effects of Industrial Accidents in Georgia. Recently, Georgia has adopted a number of laws that directly or indirectly relate to the implementation of the Convention. This legislation aims to determine procedures that shall be carried out for transboundary impacts. The following fall within the competence of the Government of Georgia in the area of environmental assessment: making decisions on the initiation of a transboundary environmental impact assessment procedure, making decisions based on a motion of the Ministry on the forms of information exchange and subsequent consultations with a state subject to a transboundary impact, and on the time frames for the implementation of a transboundary environmental impact assessment procedure. Some regulations related to the transboundary impacts shall enter into force once the ESPO Convention and its Protocol on Strategic Environmental Assessment enters into force for Georgia. AUNEC technical mission visited Georgia in November last year to support the accession of Georgia to the Convention on Transboundary Effects of Industrial Accidents. On behalf of Georgia, I would like to express my sincere gratitude to the German Federal Ministry for the Environment, Nature Conservation, Nuclear Safety and Consumer Protection for the financial support for organizing the above-mentioned visit, and to all experts for participation in this mission. Regarding the existing challenges, Georgia is not yet a party of the Convention and is the only non-party in the Eastern Europe and Caucasus sub-region. Accordingly, the issue of developing a roadmap towards accession and ratifying the Convention is the current task. Following the recommendations developed as a result of the visit of the UNEC mission, it's advisable to review and analyze the legislation related to industrial safety to fully adopt it to the requirements of the Convention, and also to develop a roadmap for implementation, strengthen the capacities of state agencies and implementers of activities, and support the establishment of interagency coordination mechanisms. After analyzing the legislation and evaluating the recommendations, it will be possible to revise the existing draft law on control of major accident hazards, which was based on the 703 regulation. On the other hand, it should be mentioned that according to the domestic legislation of Georgia, in parallel with the ratification process of the Convention in the Parliament, an analysis of all normative acts that may be changed by the ratification of the Convention should be carried out. We hope that through close cooperation with UNEC, we will overcome these challenges and achieve more progress in the ratification and further implementation of the Convention. Thank you for attention.